Zeknishmas Avi Mari, Akhmadisa Pilkas, Zeknishmas Daniel Shayna Bakisho Bao. Okay, so we were talking about the discussion of why don't we make a Shekhyanu on Sfiras HaOmer. So the Baal HaMor says, well, first it's only a mitzvah that Zechel HaMikdash, so it's not even it's like a weaker derabbanan. And then he says that you only make Shekhyanu in a mitzvah shel Simcha, like Lulav is Simcha, and Pidyon HaBen is Simcha because he lived so long, now he's not going to be a Nefel. So those type of mitzvahs. So that was another thing that he gave. So let's take a look in the Ran. Let's take a look at the Ran on page 2. So, Ran on page 2. It says, Kasu Mutaisis, Sheish Mitzah Shetikto Behem Shechianu Kesukah V'lulav. He's a hacha mikra megillah, pidyon haben. He's mitzvah shelo tikbu hem shachianu. It's filling, right? Filling. We don't make a shachianu. So what's the yisod? So he says, "Leaner the shachianu mitzvahs bizman tali." Can I read him Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He came in bizman the zman ka osi. Omer lives zman. Hilka suka v'lula v'mikra megila. Zman l'zman ka'asu. Right? In other words, it can't be a mitzvah that you have all the time. So it comes from zman l'zman. So shechianu l'zman, then we got to the zman, l'zman hazeh. The suka is not every day. So next year, we're going to go back to the suka, back to the lula. Pidyon HaBen. Avogav the love is man as man. Pidyon HaBen is man. Pidyon HaBen happens maybe one time. That's it. It's not is man as man. It's not recurring. Filhach came in the mitzvah tluyah bizman lamidyal shel tinuk. But it's tluyah bizman of the tinuk got to this man. She yotzim chal neifel nichtel chukam tayomav. He is shaber shayach lebruchi bei shechianu. Aval tefillin umila lo tolu bizman. Tefillin with the halal shall be yom tovim nami. I forgot the tov was man came into tiknu lomar al chol tzar v'tzar shel tovo al tibur in zmanu kavua. It's not a zman kavua that comes. Anytime you have a save from a tzar. Oh, so now he has a question. What about Sfiras HaOmer? Tzarich iyun l'fi zeh lama ein mevarchim zman al Sfiras HaOmer. So why don't we have a zman on Sfiras HaOmer? That's mizman lizman. It's no different than sukkah and lulav. So the Baal HaMor gave his reasons that it's not simcha, and it's only zecher. Let me, you know. So he says like this: for easy mishachas of shim lo sofar balayla lo yispar bayom. Do you understand? Kol halayla kashem Sfiras HaOmer mashma da bayom lo yatsa. So what does that mean?
I mean, lulav is also.
Right,
his point is that it's time dependent. It's only one part of the day. Lulav is also like that. Mikra Megillah is also like that. Well, I'm not thinking. Forget what I just said about lulav. Lulav is not by night.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Yeah, so why is that? So since if you would count, if you didn't count in the day, you can't count at night, you can't count in the day. You don't say Zman. What does that have to do with it? Oh, we're on page two. We're doing the Ran Repikon. That says that the reason why there's no Shachianu on Sfiris HaOmer is because if you didn't count the night, you can't count the day, and therefore there's no Shachianu. What does that mean? Why is that? Oh, as we understand things he said before, Zman Zman, but this is Zman Zman. So what does the Ran mean? So what do you do when you don't know Ketan of the Ran? So you have to turn to page 10 and 11. The Shud of Ma'al Bach of Levi Mechaviv, Rabbi Shal Yushalayim. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He was unbelievable, Ma'al Bach. And I like to quote him because he's the one who came, he was against Purim Meshulash. Rav Yerushalayim, you think we should listen to him. Right, in other words, you should do it on, you can do it on Shabbos. In other words, what do they do? In Yerushalayim, if Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, so they're gonna read the Megillah on Friday. They're gonna read Vayomer HaMelech on Shabbos, and they're gonna have the Suda on Sunday on Tezayin. Well, so what is that? You have Tezayin. Tezayin is Lo Yavor. It's after this man. And that became Midrash Yerushalayim. But he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And he said he doesn't like this Midrash of Yerushalayim. I just printed something in the Mashbir about a lot of the halachas that are found only in Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli, and how we paskin like them. For example, not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Only in Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli. And therefore, as a result, we have leniencies. Like say, for example, a person woke up late. Like at Erev Pesach, Shachal Yom B'Shabbos, we all go early because we want to eat before we can. But he woke up late, so now he can't eat chametz anymore. And he didn't have Suda Shabbos. So will we let him eat matzah on Erev Pesach? Because or else he's not going to be able to fulfill the Suda either. It's already after the Zman Chametz. He woke up. So this is a discussion. There's a chasam sofer about a lot of. So there's a tshuva from the Mishnah Socher about it. That's about Abel, about him Smecho. Right? It's a tshuva about this. Someone would be. I would never be making with somebody.
Rabjolti has a tshuva.
Yeah, there's a hotel.
The hotel. That matzah shalom shema.
Matzah shalom l'shma, but you got to get matzah l'shma. It's not so easy to get matzah shalom l'shma.
Most matzahs in shalom l'shma.
Yeah, but say that this guy, he has a regular pace of the matzahs, and he was planning to go to wake up for the 6:30 minyan and have pace of Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and he overslept. So now what does he have? So I would tell him just eat the. You know what I would tell him? Eat the gefilte fish, the naan that doesn't have the matzah meal in it. And we ought to say the with that. I would be very, very hesitant to be made of that he could eat matzah in every place. It's such a strong thing, even though it's not in the Bible. But they talk about it, others disagree with me. And, and say no, because give them matzah. It's not in the Bavli. So the Ma'al Bach. So one of the things I quote in that article is the Ma'al Bach says that's in the Yerushalmi. This halacha of Purim Meshulash, but the Bavli doesn't necessarily have the din of Purim Meshulash. Purim Meshulash is Kiddush. Without Purim Meshulash, you would say, you know what you should do?
have the Suda on Tezvav when you normally have the Suda. Okay, you can't read the Megillah on Tezvav because of Gezeirah the Rabbah, so that you'll read on Friday. But it shouldn't be a Purim Shul, it should be a Purim of 2 days.
They say it's not Nika, it's not Nika.
Yeah, that's how Yerushalmi says. But it's not in the Bavli, such a thing. If I can't, maybe you can bring a ride from the Bavli, not that way. So that was one of the things I discussed, the Maral Bach Shita on Purim Shulish. He was anti-Purim Shulish. But you can't fight City Hall. The Minig is, that's the Minig. You know, Minig Yerushalayim. You're going to try arguing with Minig Yerushalayim, you won't get too far.
Most of the Minig Yerushalayim is just, it's just a crop. Most of
them. Yeah. The Talmidim, you know how it works in life. The Talmidim make more of a rash than the Rebbe himself. You know,
I mean, he was probably Sfaradi. He's Sfaradi, Marabah.
Yeah.
Was he against the Beis Yosef Smicha? Was he the one against the Smicha? Or?
Yeah, he also has the truth about that, sure.
Yeah. That's what he's really famous for.
Yeah. That's right. His most famous tshuva is about the question of the Chiddush HaSmicha of the Rambam. So he has a tshuva here. The Inyan Divrei Haran, the Tam Shenosan Lama Im Vakim Shachian Ol Siyazol. What's on the Rambam? You don't say Shachianu because if you count at night, if you didn't count at night, you can't count in the day. The Shaldi Leva'er, page 11. Loshon Echad Shachosav Haran B'Perish. Halachas of Sukkah. Shabbat lo says tam lama varchim al tzas mitzvah shachianu halach tzasim kosev zel shonu tzarchi and lama im varchim zman al sfir sa omer reisi mishu kosev shim lo sofer balay lo yispo bayom shum hachu lo amin and bezman ni akusha bekan muveres te eich avitai mahadina im lo sofer balay lo yispo bayom shalom yivarch shachianu. What does one thing have to do with the other? Since you can't count at night, a day, so therefore what? But why can't I count, make a shachianu? Now, we got to the mitzvah at night. Because I can't count at the daytime, therefore, and I can't say shachianu?
You can't do luv
at night. Right, exactly. You can't do luv dafka the day, not at night. Here's dafka the night, not a day. So what's one thing I have to do the other? What does Rabbi Ginsburg?
I thought if I was spending, you could count it anyway.
Right, that. Right, there is.
Hello?
Something happened. He dropped off.
Yeah. I want you to tell him.
He'll probably realize. Because he won't see us.
Let me call him. They're coming back in a second.
Shkoya.
They have this case in Yerushalayim where the Baal Korei was Nifter. Like he read Friday.
And then Ferrari, you hear?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. We hear you now.
Yeah. Okay. What were you saying about Ferrari? You want to say about the Baal Korei was Nifter? What does that have to do?
No, Sam, I was going to tell Rav Aaron, there's a case where Shlomo Zalman talks about where the Baal Korei in Yerushalayim on Purim Mishulosh, he read Friday and then he was Nifter. And then the question was, it's like a reverse Tashlumin for reading on Shabbos. So it turns out that he couldn't have read the real Parsha because I think he paskened to read again. Someone else should read because he can't have it in reverse.
So what was the problem? Because if you don't live to the chiyuv is on to
you don't live for the chiyuv.
If you don't live in the chiyuv, so he lived to Shabbos. So then here, if you didn't live on Shabbos, so you didn't chayiv in Megillah. So how could he relate to Friday? Interesting. So
it all be well. All is real.
All be well. Okay. Let's get back to Marabas. Oh. Ne'akushi become worse. The eighth Havikai Mahaidina, the most sovereign, reliable, least probably Yom, Shuli Rosh Hashanah. Via Seifo, Haidina was Shaykh Mahafi Midi. The Shaykh Adam, Islam, the man of Midi, the love, Dafkal. You said that. That's what you asked from Walter. He says, in the Mikdash, they took the lulav all 7 days, Midaraisa, and presumably they made Shechianu. So why can you make sure Lila loves one lulav? You go not to be on Luitam Lila. I did as El Lumuskar B'Shumot. The Pasha says they made Shechianu in the Mikdash, even though it's only Bayom not Belayla. Just said this is only Belayla not Bayom. What's the difference? So he says the Yashiv Haloshek V'Anir L'Anias Daiti Haktim Hakdoma Amitis. He's going to give a Hakdoma Amitis. The Malbach. You should know this is the new printing of the Malbach. If you have to buy a Malbach, get this one. The old printing is very, not so posh. It's a good present. I'd say you could give a boy a bar mitzvah present. Maybe get him a malbach. I'm sure. What they told me? Shmuel and Eichel says, Milchas Chinuch, people are getting them, and then they have to return them because we already got five Milchas Chinuch. But I'm sure he's not going to get five malbachs. Well, it's not a bad idea. There's a difference between Sfiras HaOmer and other mitzvahs that you do, like lulav and things like that, for several days, one after the other. So mitzvahs need tilas aluv b'zayin mechag b'mikdash. Also, b'yom aleph also a mitzvah shleima. He did the mitzvah. Elo shachoz v'osa b'yom imachir. It was the whole Yom of Yom of Mitzvah Shleim. He did a Mitzvah Shleim. He did it the first day of Mitzvah Shleim. The idea is to repeat the Mitzvah every day. Omnam Shvirsa Omer Eno Kim. Lav Kol Laila Laila of Mitzvah Shleim. Tashlum Kol Arboy Vetisha Leilos Lo Nishmal Mitzvah Vechelik HaMitzvah Hamutol Olav B'Shaita Huda Ovid Kol Laila. Because he never did the Mitzvah Shleim till he finishes all the Alpiza Omer Shamavarach Al Shigil is Manchi Vasias Hamitzvah Sarah Shate Mitzvah Shiuchal Asosa Kula for Osa Hazman, Shigilo Miyad. Whereas when you make a brach Shechianu that I can do this mitzvah, now he's doing the mitzvah b'shleifs. So mitzvah pidyon haben b'varach zman shekvar higia l'oso zman u'miyad osa kol ha-mitzvah b'shaita. Again, if you have mitzvah shemuchiv l'asos b'sach yom v'smuchim kol yom v'yom pa'am achas b'varach zman b'pa'am harishon shekvar higia l'zman shosa kol ha-mitzvah. Masha also so b'shay yomim who could hold second closer for also masha for us. But he did the mitzvah. It's considered he did the mitzvah b'shleimus. So now he has a supposed to repeat it. Yeah.
If you and you're allowed to do a pidyon haben before the 30 days, who will say it's effective later? Would you make a shachianu?
Would you make a shachianu? Before the 30. In other words, you gave the kohen on day 15.
Yeah, and you're allowed to kind of say it's not effective.
Right. So he's going to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Till the day 31.
Because it's on the simcha of the child's
name. Well, it's,
yeah.
It's one possible
reason. Right.
If that's the reason, then clearly you're right.
Right. If that's the reason, clearly you're right.
But it's based on, you're saying if it's based on the shlemus and it's on?
Yeah.
But he'll only get the mitzvah once the time comes. I would think not, even according to the other far. That's my thought.
He's assuming that Sphere Sphere is one package, meaning it's not 49 separate
mitzvahs. Right.
But even so, why at the end of it would you say Shechianu?
We'll see. Okay. Probably Shechianu, Hefseg, Bizman, Shaoso, Sohapam, Ha'echad, Shaoso, Sohapam, Ha'sheni, Ganatil, Talulov, the Moshe. Shech Hefseg, Malaylos, Shechianu, Bizman, Asias, Ha'mitzvah. Right? Because Malcolm of Arshachianu Bapam Harishon, Shikrahi Gilas Manasias, call her mitzvah. Malo have six shalachaki. Adabo, hey, Nero Lomashe, she chai of Arks man, the whole young Vyok, gave she have six man in a Pamarishon Pasheni. But maybe he should have to make Shachianu every day in the mikdash.
When we eat the first orange of the season, you don't make it on any all the subsequent oranges.
Right.
You ate the orange, and that was a kiyum in eating something new. It's not new anymore, that's all. This is not new. The mitzvah is not new.
So let's see. Kame Shish Hefzim was not made of a regional chain in the Moshul. The Kame Bain Kopam Pam. So why was Eidu Chayv Vavarach Hu Shegiel Zman Asiyas Oso Mitzvah Pam Marishon Vavarach Tai Al Kol Ayomim Hasmuchim? Came to him Kulam Ein Shinu Be Mitzvah Klal. Even though he's going to do that mitzvah again, but she also be Marishon Oso Kol Yom Yom. The Hashda Harei Chazra Oso A Mitzvah Like a Mo Mitzvah Satfilim. The Lo Tali There is it's every day, so it's no Lo Tali Bezman. We should have it Kol Yom. So it's only the first time. Even though he's having tomorrow is the mitzvah of taking it the second day of the mikdash. But since he already did that mitzvah, even though it's a different day, but okay. See, this is it's a complete fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mikdash on the next day he's going to have another mitzvah, but that's not Bar Mitzvah Lazman because
that each day is different.
No, in other words, first he explained in the mikdash how come you don't make seven shachianos.
It's anulos.
The lulav. So he says because you did the full mitzvah the first day, and then the second day you're just repeating that same mitzvah, even though it's a different day, but it's the same mitzvah. So that's not called Mitzvah Lazman. In comparison to the first day, from the mitzvahs of Omer, the lohigia b'lay la'echad l'zman kol ha-mitzvah. Again, yesh hefsek b'zman. It's mitzoni she'im lo sofer b'lay lo lo yispor b'yom lo yivarch z'man. The mishmal im lo yehefsek b'zman im lo sofer b'lay yispor b'yom and kol z'man. In other words, he's saying like this. you have to come to the time that you were Megiyah to the Zman that you could be Yotzei the mitzvah Mishleimus. So by Lulav, you came to the first day in the Mikdash, so that's the could be Yotzei the mitzvah Mishleimus. But here, on the first day of the Omer, I can't be Yotzei. But if the halacha would have been that if I didn't count at night, I could still count to the day, right? So then the whole 49 days is one unit. There's nothing mafsik bein time. So when you came to the first day, I already came to the zman of the mitzvah. So, in other words, it's an inner hagosa zman hamitzvah. So, if it would be one thing that I can do it every second, so then once the first day came, I'm going to get to the zman hamitzvah. But by the fact that that when the first day comes, first night comes, then I won't be able to do it. So I'm not my gear to this manner of the mitzvah b'shleimus, because there's going to be interruption. Each day is going to interrupt between each night. So I wasn't my gear to this manner mitzvah. Masha Ekein, so therefore, Kevin Shulu Higia.
Since it's only part of the mitzvah, meaning every day, every night, you should only be one part of the parts of the mitzvah.
Right, but
independently,
right, but the halacha would have been that you could make it at the daytime.
Then you would have a connection. There would be a connection.
Right, on day one. That's how he's explaining the
rabbi. But what about day 49? Day 49 is the shleimus of the mitzvah.
No. Oh, so why don't we make? Oh, we'll see. So now, right. So that's that you could ask. So why don't? But you have to be magia to this man of the business, and even though you're still not going to be able to do the mitzvah b'shleimus yet, but it's one thing. I've gotten to that zman, and now it's going to be one. In other words, the gabi the mitzvah of Sirus HaOmer, it's one zman now, because there's not going to be any intervals that are breaking it up.
That's it.
If we would have been able to count in the daytime, in other words, according to that sheet that you can't. So therefore, I'm considered that there was hagos hazman.
By each day.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying if it's a one continuous mitzvah, then you make it from the beginning,
but
it's broken up below.
You know, it's broken up because there's this man that you can't do it.
Right, that's what you should
have on the data. But by lulav, so you did the mitzvah now b'shleimus. Tomorrow you'll have to do the mitzvah again b'shleimus. But this is a mitzvah b'shleimus.
Well, for a second, my explanation would not say because it's
In other words, if you hold that there is no din of Tamimos, the Ribautos says that if you don't sofer Balaila, you can't suffer by Yom, but he also holds
that
you could still continue because he doesn't hold from Tamimus. Mashmadul, Balaila, have mitzvah, Zel Dafka, Linian, Birkas, a mitzvah. The Kamehul, Balaila, also Chalik, Then he says, "V'od efshar lahosif v'loy mar al pi derech zeh sheima yamuchuyev levarach zman b'layla harishon sheigias zman chiyev chelak mitzvah gam cholayla v'layla haya muchuyev levarach zman." That is, because if you the cholayla v'layla also chelak mitzvah v'nei atzma, l'asher shablayla echad mona echad v'layla hasheini beis v'odam l'tiyus lula shechasav the mitzvah v'atzma she'asa b'yom echad also b'chol yom v'yom lishina heichad levarach zman b'cholayla. He says, if you make it the first night, then you should make it every night. But because it's only, in other words, he's saying what the word is that you don't make it a chelik.
This is the one that's, I mean, he's, it's one of the questions. Why not day 29? No, the answer is that he thinks even day 949 you're still also going to join a Kelly mitzvah, right? Meaning literally there's no shleimus in the mitzvah, the chlap, right? There's no shleimus in the mitzvah because of the zman, which is interesting, right?
If you didn't, you and I, when we think of Sarah's Omer, we have the responsibility to count 49 nights. We got 49 nights. Day 949, I said, I got this man, I got, but only Kelly. He's saying that, right? Exactly, right.
You must say that that's what he's saying.
But why would you? I don't understand why he says he would say every night on any theory.
Because
it's one long continuous mitzvah, and you say at the beginning of mitzvah, you'll say,
yeah. Yeah.
But that's what he says.
He says, if you would keep carrying the mitzvah,
doesn't even need to.
Because if you make it a chelik of a mitzvah, so then.
Right.
Because each chalik is a different chalik.
Yeah, we say the bracha on it every night.
No, as you say like this, when you did the first night, that's the one chalik. It's like a havdil, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. So every piece is a different piece of the jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
So,
but every piece is different. It's not like the lulav that it's the same lulav again and again. So right. Therefore, you did it already. You see, Rav Aaron, you did it the first day of the lulav. You're not going to do the same. You're repeating. But here, you're not repeating. Every day, you did something different. So, so he's saying, if you would on the chelik ben mitzvah, then do it every night. Make a shachianu because it's different. You see, by lulav, it's the same thing. So you already made it. But the mitzvah of counting the Shnei Yomim is different from Shlosha Yomim, Harba Yomim, etc. So if you're going to make it on the first day, then make it every day. You don't say that by Lulav, because Lulav, it's the same. I think it's a more difficult word, I think. Because really, it's every day is different. Not like the Lulav. If I take the Lulav 7 days in the Mikdash, it's the same thing. So I did it already, the first, like Rabbi Baron said. I did it the first day at the Shachiyonah. So you see what he said, Rav Aaron? If you're going to make Shachiyam the first night on the Sfira, then you should make it every night. Because every day is a different... Shani is not Shlishi. Shlishi is not Ravi. It's not like the Lulav. The Zelba Lulav, the first technique, you made it already on the Lulav.
It's different than the Lulav. Right.
Right, it's different. So he says, if you're going to make it, if you're going to tell me to make it the first night, then make it every night. And since you're not going to tell me that, don't make it the first night, because the word is you don't make shachiyano on chelik ben mitzvah, only on the whole thing.
So what's the justification in bracha?
Yeah, so the bracha that they say from Rav Soloveitchik is that what that bracha you make on the maaseh mitzvah. That's shachta said from Rav Soloveitchik, and they say that you make it on not on the kiyum mitzvah, the maaseh mitzvah. So So you have to do all these 49 Maisa mitzvahs. That was Rav Salvechik was very big on the Maisa mitzvah.
That goes very well.
Even though not everyone agrees with him. Some hold you don't have to make every Maisa mitzvah. You can make but he was very into the Maisa mitzvah thing. But this piece of the Ma'arav, it's not a famous piece. Not a famous piece, but it explains the Ram.
That out there saying, you think that a 49-piece puzzle, once you put the 49-piece in, it's all together,
right.
Then you have the sling. No, he's saying
the puzzle never... That 49-piece was also just one piece.
Exactly.
So, either you can make it every piece of the puzzle... Rav Ginsburg, what do you say?
Why do we have to say that the Shechin was on a mitzvah as opposed to like the time to do the mitzvah? Isn't like the time has come to start counting Sphira, doing the bracha, right? The bracha of Shechianu is not like loss of the mitzvah is dead.
Right, but the Shechianu of doing the mitzvah, we do it with the...
I now enter the time of Sphira. Who cares whether or not you're doing this? Like a chiluk of mitzvah or the whole mitzvah, it's on the line of like the time that you're entering now.
But obviously, it's important what mitzvah we do because obviously we don't do it on tefillin. We don't do it. We don't do it on certain mitzvahs.
Right.
We only do it when there's simcha.
Right. So, but the mice, one second.
So my point is that the mitzvah does matter to a certain extent.
Okay. So you're saying that you only make it on. But if the mitzvah would be, you're saying that you can count even in the day, so that it's one. Then that's what he's saying, that it's one Zman. Now we got to the Zman. We didn't get to the Zman yet. Because the Zman means the day. This is the Zman. We're here. But tomorrow is not the same Zman as today.
It's all the Zman spirit.
No, but because...
But you're never
fulfilling it. Because there's a time, and there's a time that... And the time, there's a time that...
You
can't do it. You can't do it now. So it's the time, but now the time is not here now. Now the time comes back because so it's mifsaki leilas miyami. Wow. Okay, it's something to think about. I think it's fascinating. I think it's a fascinating work. Well, let's see over here. Let's see. Let's take a look here in the Rambam on page 3. So there's a Rambam. Bezman hazeh, page 3. She'anu osim shnei yom tovim. Yoshim sukkah shmoni yom. Yom hashmini shu yom tov rishon shal shmini atzeres yoshim ba ve'ein v'varchim v'yishu b'sukkah. Pei tov tov v'agrav is all men v'varchim v'yishu b'sukkah pei shem chayav v'yisafik, ve'ein v'varchim v'yisafik.
Lots of
brachas. Okay, so let's see what the Kesher Mishnah says.
How do we make a bracha on Sfira Sa'omer?
What?
How do we make a bracha on Sfira Sa'omer?
How do we make a bracha?
It's only a suffix that will finish.
Right. But we did the like Rav Salvechik, the Shefa says for Rav Salvechik, we make it on the Maisa Mitzvah. We did a Maisa Mitzvah.
But that's not the complete Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is to do it 49 times.
Right. the 49 Maisa Mitzvahs.
No, but maybe so, but not on base what we said just before.
Maybe so, he's talking about the Shachiyan.
No, but yeah, but you can't divide it. In other words, if there's no, either there is a either there is a kiyum of a mitzvah one night, or there isn't.
You can divide. Let's say, well, look, you don't have to take all 4 months. Taking the zeh chazeh,
right.
Did you make a bracha in the beginning? I don't know about you.
Yeah, it could be.
First,
let's see what the Kesem Mishnah says. Boma says the Kesem Mishnah, page 3 of the Kesem Mishnah. In other words, he's saying that we don't make a bracha on a suffix. Right? So that's why we don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah. But he says, because we make shachianus even though yontif sheni is mitchil kach tiknu shenasi yontif sheni varch misafek if you hashter mishuminah of the same day no anu osim kumosim al tum drangos and we do chacham deveim of the tarshim chayavim misafek the sfeik of the rest of the chumah came the safek who ain mivarchim yeah behind the time kehechid lo lazy lo zuzul vidbiyot. That's why we don't make the bracha. It will be a zulzul yot. Vavgav to be under sheni shal pesach. Hamdini yotav brachim al sfir sa omer. But the under sheni shal pesach. So we make a bracha sfir sa omer. So why isn't that considered a zulzul? Right. That's what the Balamor asked. Hacha shayni to be close echad on umkachin umavarchem leisha besukkah. He says because there, if we're going to make a bracha, we're going to have one the same coast. We're going to make kiddush, and we're going to make a leisha besukkah on the same coast. So that's more of a zilzal because it's in the same coast. But if it's not so connected, then it's not. Inami, the cave of the Bukina Bukvir, the Archav, is fierce Omer Doraisa. The Yershal and Chosa, the law is Brechosa, Mishum Chashosh of Alma.
Right, the Torah tells me
that. Because we know, we're Bukina Bukvir, the Archav, so we know the exact, so it's not real suffix. As fierce Omer. So he says, so again, why isn't it considered to make a bracha sfir sa omer? So why isn't that considered a bizayon
second day.
Yeah. Because you're saying that, yeah, it's a good thing. Because the sphere is not on the coast. That's the first place. The sphere is not on the coast. So it's not a design. That's one answer. That's one answer. That's one answer. That's one answer. Inami, the Kaven, the Pekim, the Kvir, the Yacha. So, it's not a suffix. I see some of the rice, yes, of the Tosa, a little Esperfasa, Shim Hashash of Alma. In other words, So we know where the sphere is. The sphere is the Raisa, the Esha with Kosa, the lowest Perfasa. So So you can't be Doka because if we didn't work talking with Kriya Diyaka, so say, okay, so there's suffix, so don't say a bracha. But here, we know for sure, so therefore, the Chachash probably right. Looks doesn't look fully so nice. So that's the second terence. The first terence is the perfection of the close versus not the close. And the second is the question of that we're walking b'kfir diyacha, so then we're sure of this is the Zman HaMitzvah, so then you got to do it with all the trimmings. Oh.
It just seems to me in general, it's really at Saras. I mean, the Gemara argues, should you sit and make a bracha, should you not sit and not make a bracha? Obviously, not sit. But sit and make a bracha, the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa, we sit and we don't make a bracha. It's sort of a fiat.
Sorry.
It doesn't have to necessarily be logical. What they're doing is compromising between two views.
Now, so now let's look at the Truvis Chasam Sofer for a second. Now, page 8 and 9.
Not the meaning between those views would potentially be if a fool decided to count the rest of him or kiddish.
Yeah, make it on the coast.
Make it on the coast. Then at that point in time, according to the first sheet,
it would be a problem. It
would be a problem, essentially. But maybe not, because I don't care when you count it.
I think it's half safe.
Okay, whatever, yeah. Obviously. No, but I'm saying, let's say you've made Kiddush, and then immediately after you make Kiddush, you decide to count Sphira. According to the first sheet, though, a ridiculous case, obviously, because anyone who would do that would be foolish.
Well, so the question of making Havdalah.
When does your wife, assuming why count Sphira, when does she do it on the second?
Oh, so that's a good question. So she does it actually. It depends if she gets the Daven Maariv before the Seder or after. She's busy before, then she's going to Daven Maariv after the Seder, and she's probably got. Yeah.
Okay, she's Daven Maariv. It's
clear. Well, so the question of making Havdalah, there's a discussion that Gemara makes about making Havdalah after Yom Tov Rishon. Right, maybe you should make Havdalah because if it's a suffix, we should make Havdalah after the first day also. But we don't because it's a Vilzel.
No,
it's
Vilzel. There's no head there. We're doing the same things on the second day before the first. I mean, yeah, they're being cool as a second day. But basically, there's no head there. So you're going to make Havdalah when there's a head there.
Right, but.
There's a derisive question there about that.
But you can still make up the day after, no?
Because there is a
hefdel. Yeah, but why wait?
Why? Because it's a sepik. That's why.
Yeah, but we're making. Yeah, the Gemara says. So one second. So there's a so the Gemara speaks about this. So whether you love deal. The Kasha is page 9 on the bottom left, third line from the bottom. Kasha Hachanami Dina Tzarech LaHavdil. Right. In other words, you say sphere, you have to count sphere, so you can't push away sphere. Right? Can't push away sphere. So Medina, we have to make Havdalah. So even though making counting Sfira is for a Sfira, because if you're counting Sfira, and then on Yontif, it's a Sfira to the Yontif, right? Yet we still count, because Medina, you have to be, to, so if Medina, you have to make Havdalah, we should still make Havdalah on the second night of Yontif. We should make Havdalah, because how could you push it away? Medina, you have to make Havdalah. So whenever you have to do Medina, we don't care about the Stira. So that's his kasha. Kasha, Hakanam and Medina, Tzarech La'avdil. If he lock along with the Vlin, Mishum Stira, but we still don't. So the second teretz of the Kesem Mishnah is a little bit going to be difficult. Because whenever you say you have to do something, Al Korchik teretz Arisha, Kevin Shneem Chos Echad, have a Stira. So he said, we only care about the Chos Echad. So when you're going to make Havdalah, it's going to be the same coast that you're going to be making Kiddush. So that's going to be a Stira. So he says the Iker Teretz is not whether is that you can't make a Stira, but it's only Stira if it's on the coast. So Havdalah, the reason why we don't make Havdalah on the second day, because it's going to be a Stira to the Yont of Sheni, which we're making Kiddush for. So that's going to be a Stira, it's on the same coast. But if Havdalah wouldn't be on that coast, then we should be able to make it. So he's
there's another chiluk. You could say that Sfira doesn't have anything to do with Kedusha Sayom. Sfira is independent of Kedusha Sayom. So the fact that you're counting Sfira on a day that should be the Mocharas HaShabbos and it's not Mocharas HaShabbos, that's not even an intrinsic Sfira. We count Sfira on Shabbat, we count Sfira all the time during those 49 days. But to say Havdalah, which is a Sfira, Kedushas Yom Tov, that's something else.
You're saying Havdalah and Kiddush is a declaration of the Kedushas Yom. Spirit of Emir is not a declaration of Kedushas Yom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But it's still, right, it's not the same level, Steve. But he says he thinks the Iker Teretz is what's on the coast. So then that's the Iker Steve. Now maybe the things that we're doing on Kos are having to do with Kedushas Hayom also, but the Alakos binds it together. We're doing two things on Alakos that associate each other.
What about saying Atachan Antanu? Atachan Antanu is not Alakos.
Yeah, so we don't say Atachan Antanu, but because we have in the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, that's why.
But if you had to say it, you nailed it. That's all. I mean.
Yeah. Right, but right, but we don't we're davening the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, we're not davening.
Well, that would be, I would be saying
that. You say the Tov Dienu.
It's not.
Yeah, but Tov Dienu is Shabbos Yontif.
You could change the way if you really want. If you really need it, you can make a musaf for it.
Yeah.
Two things. What's the isser of pushing up the belt? Is there a middle? Doesn't like. I know we said you can drive the musaf. You're not supposed to eat really like before the belt. Again,
you're supposed to do.
So what's as an idea? That's another difference because again, if you push up the zero, you just miss the birthday of the rice of zero. It's okay. You push up the belt, so. You didn't do it as quickly as you could have,
right?
Which is a much lesser concern than just missing the attributes of the rice of spirit.
Right.
Right. There's much more room to be lenient. It's not like, oh, I just did mivatel but it's the rice of
hotel. Right.
But in this case, where you, let's say when you serve, you had to make a dollar between two your dessert. How would you do it? You would have to make a dollar and then make kiddush.
No, a dollar. Have another reason why I don't make a dollar still counts as because spirit. You can't.
Oh, you're saying that.
Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue. We have a treatment from Rabbi Akiva Yosef coming up. Rabbi Akiva, what?
modern.
Yeah, Akiva Yosef is the Hungarian Rav.
Was that Akiva? I figured that what you meant to say.
No, no. Well, the one who matted long shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechalias Mishabes. So he always says interesting things. I'm telling you, you should go through every Akiva Yosef because he always says interesting things. So one of my Talmidim, Rabbi Ari Feldman, pointed out that he has a tshuva on Shechiyonah with Tzvi Yosef Omer, and he has another pshat on Akiva Yosef. Oh, yeah, Akiva Yosef. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
What time? 11
o'clock. Yeah, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Claire.
I'm always assuming the same time. I was going to help
somebody. Yeah, yeah.
I think the difference between Shechiyanu and Mitzvah Shechiyanu and Mitzvah Shechiyanu, right? Like, or Pesach night or Rosh Hashanah. Presumably, we're looking at the Shechiyanu on the Zman.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, we always say Lachman is that.
I'm saying, like, on Pesach night, what's the Shechiyanu?
Lachman.
It's not on a specific mitzvah.
No.
Correct. So why can't we just say that Shechiyanu? We
make it. No, we're making it Shechiyanu the Shofar. That's going to be on the mitzvah.
No, I'm saying we make Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah night, as in we make Shechiyanu, right?
Yeah.
But that's just on the Zman. It's not on a specific mitzvah. So why can't we say the same about Sphira? That we should make a Shechiyanu not on a mitzvah Sphira, but on the Zman Sphira? Like I was saying before,